One of the great challenges facing our world is how to grow more food without using up the planet's land and water. And one of the most innovative solutions involves insects. Not our eating insects. The idea is farming insects that would become feed for fish or for pigs. NPR's Dan Charles explains how it works.
In the quirky little college town of Yellow Springs, Ohio, home to many unconventional ideas over the years, there's now a small insect factory. It's a generic boxy building in the Millworks, a miniature industrial park. You have to search to find the company's sign. It says EnviroFlight.
At least it's not bug tech.
That's the man who set up this company, Glenn Courtright. Our tour starts with a small greenhouse.
Well, this is where we propagate our species. Sometimes we call this the love shack.
I see rows of tall cages, and flying around inside them or sitting on the walls are some black insects that look a little like wasps. Actually, they're flies, black soldier flies. These flies live all over the American South, but they rarely bother people. Adult soldier flies are shy creatures. They can't bite, they can't eat. All they do really is reproduce, and that's what they're supposed to be doing here.
And in fact, if you look here on this one, right here, they're kind of tail to tail, they're mating. So for us, that's money in the bank.
Females then lay eggs, and eggs turn into tiny hatchlings. They look like dust at first. In the nursery, they grow into a mass of wriggling larvae. EnviroFlight's Kimberly Wildman keeps them in stacks of shallow buckets.
If I was to feed them, this would feel like the bucket was practically melting.
Really?
Yes.
They give off that much heat?
They give off that much heat.
And they eat like crazy, twice their weight every day, turning it into high-quality protein. These larvae will eat almost anything, and this is the key to Glenn Courtright's business. These black soldier fly larvae are the world's greatest waste recyclers.
We make stuff go away.
Right now, his building is full of larvae feeding on waste from an ethanol plant. He's also fed them brewer's grain, what's left over from making beer. Even better, he says, will be the scraps from a chicken nugget plant. These factories put out millions of pounds of chicken bits, breadcrumbs, and oily sludge every year. Or dream even bigger. Think of slaughterhouses. Americans only eat 50% of a cow or a hog. The rest goes to industrial rendering plants. But black soldier fly larvae could happily eat that too. Courtright shows me a new experiment. He's turning the larvae loose on some leftover bits of chicken.
The bugs consume the material. Probably 90% of the material is consumed, and all that's left is a little bit of bone and sinew and fur.
Whatever they eat, all the insect larvae in this building grow fat, and then they go into a commercial oven.
So what we have here is cooked, dehydrated insect larvae. And they kind of taste like a savory cracker without salt. They're not bad.
You've tasted them?
Oh, I've tasted them. You want to taste one?
No, not really.
Okay, here, I will.
He pops a handful of them into his mouth.
Not bad.
Honestly, though, Courtright has no ambitions to sell snack food. The goal here is to turn these larvae into animal feed. This protein is just what young piglets need, for instance. The ground-up larvae also could replace some of the fish meal that's used to feed salmon or trout. Right now, that fish meal is manufactured from sardines and anchovies in Menhaden.
We have ships that are just sucking these fish out of the ocean.
Basically, the way Courtright sees it, these larvae solve two enormous problems at once, the waste problem and the food supply problem. Now, this is not a totally new idea. Craig Shepherd, an insect specialist now retired from the University of Georgia, has been doing experiments with black soldier flies for a couple of decades now. He's turned the little larvae loose on animal manure. They clean it up quite nicely. And over the years, he and his colleagues have talked to some companies about how to turn this into a real business.
The guys would come down here and get real excited. They'd look at our production, and we'd say how we could ramp it up, and they would be walking away just grinning and high-fiving like, yeah, we got to do this. And then they'd go home and talk to the higher-ups, and I just can imagine the conversation being like, well, you maggots, really? You know? And then they'd back off.
Maybe it seemed just a little too weird, something you'd be laughed at for trying. But a number of people, not just Glenn Courtright, are picking up this idea again. What's changed is the demand for animal feed. Fish meal prices have gone through the roof. Feed for pigs is more expensive, too. Across the world, there's competition for land, for crops, for food. Courtright thinks that competition will only grow.
We have a protein deficit. You know, we have 7 billion people on the planet. We're heading for 9. We don't know how we're going to feed them.
So maybe someday black soldier fly factories will dot the landscape. Courtright is talking to some big companies working on deals to build the very first one. Maybe this time the higher-ups won't say, maggots? Really? Dan Charles, NPR News.